Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Focus on Albany. Today is Election Day. Today is Election Day in the city of Albany, and many of the people running for office have shied away from coming on my show, but Joe Sullivan hasn't. And Joe Sullivan is here to give a recap of the important issues and why it's important to vote in the city of Albany. Hi, Joe. How are you feeling today?
Hi, Cynthia. Not too bad. I'm actually glad we've reached the election day. Our campaigns
right.
are far too long, and I'm sure the voters will feel relieved as well.
So, you know, over the course of the last couple of months, we talked about a number of issues, but let's do a recap of the issues, and let's start with the importance of the budget.
Well, I understand at the Common Council they didn't really vote on the budget. They were going to last night, but then they decided not to, and they postponed it further until after the election. Now, I think that's
uh-huh.
a disservice to the voters, because people will be going to the polls today, or they might not go to the polls because they're just disgusted, not knowing what's the future hold for their property taxes and for the city, because the budget is very important. Last year, the Common Council, 12 members who were aligned with the mayor, voted for an unbalanced budget that had a $12.5 million hole in it. Now, that's irresponsible.
Right.
So I think the reason they've held off on it, a lot of council members realize the significance of it, because here they go again. What we have essentially now is a fake budget with another $12.5 million hole in it. So how can the council members in good conscience vote for that?
Right.
And how can the voters vote to return Kathy Sheehan to a second term, knowing that she really hasn't announced her plan? What surprise is going to come out after the November election should she get reelected?
And you know, we talked a lot during the course of the last few months on the prospect of insolvency in the city of Albany. How do you feel about that?
Well, it's all very real, because for all practical purposes, Albany is insolvent. And under Mayor Sheehan's policies, it's never going to become solvent, because she'll never have a balanced budget. And we need to have a balanced budget, first of all, is number one, this whole question of a sanctuary city. You cannot defy the federal government and federal law and then have the federal government cut off federal funding to the city of Albany. That's tens of millions of dollars every year that will be lost. And that's going to likely happen next year. So there's an obstacle to having a balanced budget. Number two, we've got to get the $15 million pilot payment in lieu of taxes for the Harriman State Office Campus. It's the only fair and proper thing for the state of New York to do. And thirdly, we have to look at this Rezone Albany plan that the mayor really pushed through the council, because that is going to destroy the uptown tax base. And once you destroy the uptown residential single-family neighborhoods, you're just going to have a totally destitute city. Albany will become Detroit on the Hudson. So those are the essential things. And there's one more element to the fiscal solvency of the city. The city schools and the city government have to be combined under the city itself. There has to be one
mm-hmm.
tax roll to support both. We have to return to K-8 neighborhood schools. That's going to be the hardest nut to crack for the next mayor, because it's going to take a little time to get that done. But if we do these things, we'll establish fiscal solvency in the city.
You've been here since the 70s.
Yeah.
Has the percentage of people who are elected,
yeah.
has that been dwindling over the years, or has there always been a low turnout in local races?
No. Years ago, there used to be huge turnouts. For example, in 1993, I was always an enrolled Democrat since the first time I enrolled to vote, and I was in with part of Dan O'Connell and Charlie Ryan, all of the old-timers. And when you had turnouts, I remember in the 90s, for example, the 8th Ward is the largest ward in the city. And I was in the Democratic primary, and it was over the putting luxury housing in the golf course. And I opposed it, and over 3,000 people turned out just in the 8th Ward alone. Now, the last election, I think if there were 1,500 people turned out in the 8th Ward, we were lucky. So the people aren't voting like they used to. They're tuned out and turned off, unfortunately.
So an elected official is being put in office with less and less of the people.
Yes.
Letting their vote. Okay.
Right. If you take the Democratic primary, there are probably about 35,000 Democrats in the city now, and that number has gone down significantly from what it used to be in the 80s and 90s. Earlier decades. Now, what was Kathy Sheehan's vote? She got less than 50% of the turnout in a three-way race. And
right.
She won with, what, maybe 6,500 votes? That's 6,500 out of an eligible 35,000 that could have participated in the primary. I think somewhere in the neighborhood of maybe 12,000 turned out. So you're right. It's a small minority that re-elects the incumbents. And the people that
right.
have the real power stay home.
You know, I don't think people really realize how powerful they could be if they ran for office, became involved in political parties, and
mm-hmm.
voted. How do you feel about that?
It's a nasty game, and politics is not fun. There was a time when, you know, there used to be, it was nice to be involved, and there were better feelings. But now we're such a divided nation, we're divided on all kinds of splintered groups, and this is really fault of largely the people that are in the Democratic Party, the so-called progressives that have taken over the Democratic Party. We don't have the party of Dan O'Connell anymore. It's really the party of people that have a different mindset, and they have a different agenda for us. And it's not a good agenda. So a lot of people are just turned off with all of the divisiveness in politics, and you can't blame them. I am myself.
So you say this is not the party of Dan O'Connell.
No, unfortunately.
They still vote straight Democratic a lot.
In fewer and fewer numbers, and the people that are largely voting are the people who have connections somehow to whoever is the mayor and in control of the city. So they're actually voting for themselves, their own self-interest, job holders and their families.
Okay. So what do you say to people that this will reach today? What do you tell them why it's important to vote today?
Well, we're on a fast track in the city of Albany to becoming Detroit on the Hudson. And if anyone does a little historical research and see what happened to Detroit, it was a once bustling city, and then the bottom fell out. There was a lot of changes in administration. The administrations
mm-hmm.
were They were looking out for their own particular friends and pals, and Detroit really became almost a wasteland. You couldn't sell a house for $5,000. There's still parts of Detroit that are the same. When the fiscal solvency of Detroit dissolved, the firemen, the policemen, the public workers, they all took a big hit. So the way we're heading now, with the lack of a balanced budget, with all of the lawlessness and disorder in the city streets, we're heading right to become Detroit on the Hudson, and that's what I want to stop. And the people have to stop it too. Because where else do we have to go?
Now, it's unfortunate that Kathy Sheehan, Corey Ellis have decided not to share their views with me on Focus on Albany. So can you kind of tell us about why they're doing a disservice to the people in the city when they refuse to articulate what they envision for a second term?
Well, it leaves us all wondering, where are we going? And we hear a nice talk about bicycle lanes, and we see some sorts of discussions of that, but we don't see the real tough problems being tackled. And so anyone that really is concerned about their own personal future, the value of their home, they should be paying attention and not just simply tuning out and turning off and saying, well, politics is a dirty game, because, like it or not, politicians at every level, whatever they do or do not do, affects each of us. So I think we have a responsibility and obligation as citizens to be paying attention, to become informed, and to certainly go out and cast informed votes on an election day like today.
One of the things that I've been very cognizant of, you know, over the past several years is TV commercials and the mailers that people get in their homes. The commercials and the mailers really don't say much.
No.
And
in
fact, some
of them are downright nasty. Like when you look at the race across the river there between Mr. McLaughlin in the assembly and his opponent, Smith. Her commercials are nasty. And when I hear them, I say, she's really hurting herself off. What are her positive views? Where is she going to lead the county of Rensselaer? She doesn't really tell us. All she does is get into the gutter and play gutter politics, and that's a turnoff. And no wonder people are turned off about politics.
So we'll know tonight by 9 o'clock. If you're elected, what do you envision for your first term as mayor?
Well, I hope that I'll get some of my running mates will be elected with me. We've got Mark Robinson running for the Common Council president. And that position is very important because the Common Council president is, in effect, the leader or the whip of the Common Council. And then you have, by small cities law, if the mayor ever leaves office for any reason, the Common Council president becomes the mayor for the remainder of the term. So that is a key race that people should be paying attention to. Now, Kathy Sheehan, it's well rumored around that she isn't going to stay. She's looking to get out of here as quick as she can. And that would mean that Corey Ellis, if that slate won, would become the mayor. And let's look at, you know, he hasn't come on your show or your program. And look at the League of Women Voters Guide. What does he stand for? So not very much as far as I can see. So people should be paying attention to that. And then we have the treasurer's race. The treasurer is very important because the treasurer sits on, not only is responsible for the collection of taxes and parking fines and so forth, but the treasurer sits on a number of boards in the city. And so the treasurer does have a vote and a voice on fiscal policies that are crafted in the administration. So that's a very important. We have Roberta Sims running for that. And I do have three candidates that are running in the ward of the council. In the 8th ward, we have Jerry McNamara. And he's really just an ordinary citizen. He's retired. But he's concerned about what's happening to Mater Christi Parish and the Rezone Albany impact on his neighborhood. And he keeps his home very nice. He's a bachelor. And he's a real good, solid individual. In the 9th ward, we have John Mahoney. He's also retired. And he's also concerned about those issues, as well as keeping the golf course, not privatizing it, not selling it. In fact, I would say that all three candidates that I have uptown here and myself are vigorously opposed to any privatization or sale of the golf course or any mixed-use development there. We've got to keep it the way it is because that's an asset to the city. And it does pay its way. It doesn't lose money. And then we have Tim Looker in the 13th Ward. And hopefully what's got to happen is 15 members on the Common Council. To break this rubber stamp deadlock, you have to have at least 6 or 7 council members who are truly independent. Now, I've talked to a number of the people that are running on the Democratic line, and I'm convinced that if we can get elected, that we'll be able to work together to break the deadlock that's in the council now. At least I'm hopeful of that.
Okay.
And that's very important.
Voting hours are 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. And for those of you who are unsure of where to go to vote, the phone number for the Board of Elections is 487-5060. And as a private citizen, I encourage everyone to get out and vote. It's so important. So, Joe, you know, I got to thank you. I've got to commend you for tossing your hat in the ring and articulating the issues that nobody else seems to have done.
And
so
thank you,
I
Cynthia, for your work as a citizen. Here you are, like myself, we're senior citizens, and you're not doing this for profit, nor am I. We're doing it because we want to improve our city, and you've done a magnificent job of opening up the airwaves to anyone who really wants to be on your show.
Right.
And I think your interviews, they're all online, Focus on Albany. I've posted them. You've got them on Facebook. If people don't want to read, they can read my blogs. I've got 3 blogs. They can look at the League of Women Voters vote411.org guide and see who's responded to the questions and what have they said. So there's a lot of information out there readily available at people's fingertips. So there's no excuse for people not to cast informed votes today.
You know, in our conversations, you know, you've been articulating issues over and over again.
Uh-huh.
And what you're doing reminds me a little bit of 1972 when McGovern, spelled out Watergate before he was defeated. In the campaign, he talked about it over and over again, and nobody listened. And then after Nixon was reelected, we faced, I would say, a constitutional crisis.
Uh-huh.
I wouldn't want to see something like that happen in Albany. So think about, for everybody listening, think about what is important to you. Go to the polls and make your voices heard. Thanks, and we'll probably be doing a recap in a day or two. Thanks,
all right,
Joe.
I'm sure there'll be a lot of, after the dust settles, there'll be a lot to talk about. Thank you very much, Cynthia, and thank you to your listeners, too.
So you've been listening to Joe Sullivan, Conservative Party candidate for mayor in the city of Albany. If you like this show, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, download on your smartphone, subscribe to iTunes. If you have a comment about this show, hashtag Focus on Albany, and be sure to listen to WCAA 107.3 on your FM dial if you live in the city of Albany. Thanks a lot, Joe. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Have a good day. Bye.
You too. Bye.